Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. Mr. Fraud Department, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling on these charges that were put into on my account.
Okay, let me see here. All right, verify your shipping address for me.
468 Stonebridge Circle, Savannah, Georgia, 31419.
All right, I do see here, this is for our contest entry. Do you remember entering for a chance to win the iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner, blender, or
no.
Instapot, anything of that nature?
No. And y'all keep taking this out of my account for $59.89.
Okay. Well, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge, what we can do here for you, we can put this under a fraud investigation. Whereas though we contact the local authorities, we provide them with the IP addresses on the account just so they can verify where the actual charge is coming from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through the fraud investigation, we offer a 25% refund of the charge. But
sir,
if you're sure you didn't order excuse me, ma'am, let me finish, please.
No, I did not.
I understand that. So let me finish, please. But if you're sure you didn't order the product, ma'am, we have the fraud investigation for you.
I did not order it, and I have talked to my bank, and it's going under a fraud through my bank, but I want to
I
know what
that.
This charge was. So,
right.
And I want this return back on my deal. So when my bank contacts y'all about this being a fraud, it better not be coming back saying that I purchased something or I entered something or something, because
well,
I'm not paying $60 a month for something that,
that
I don't even know
about. Well, that's why we have our fraud investigation, ma'am. If you didn't order it,
I am not
that's
going
why we have
that
fraud.
Crap.
Well,
right. So you can.
So you want
to
get the 25%?
No, I want it all.
Well, it has to be proven as a fraudulent charge, ma'am.
What do you mean proven? What do I have to do to prove it?
That's why I just explained that, ma'am. That's why we had the fraud investigation.
Uh huh. Okay, go ahead. Do it.
Thank you. Provide me a few seconds, please. Actually, I'm seeing here, now I'm looking at the notes here, I'm seeing here you got transferred to the fraud back in May the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
You told anything about the fraud. You say you disputed the charge.
Mm-hmm.
We told you to call back with your card company.
I did. I talked to my bank.
No, you're
and
supposed
my
to
bank
call.
Sent me...
You're supposed to call back with them on a line, verify they would drop the dispute or there's no dispute in process. Then we could issue a refund. But since you disputed the charge, I would not be able to do anything with the account until we have the car company online. Since you did call in last month about the same thing.
Okay, well, my bank's going to contact you because I got letters from them. So I don't know what's going to take place. But I don't want y'all saying that I did something, purchase something, or enter something because I didn't to my bank, and then they're not going to refund my money to me. Okay?
Well, if you did dispute the charge, they call us. If you do dispute the charge and you don't have them call us, we're just going to tell them that you did order this, ma'am.
That I did order it?
And we have the information. We just provide them with the information they ask. So they ask for your email, your address, your phone number, your name, who ordered
it. I didn't
make
it, though. But I didn't do it.
Right. But But like I said, if you can have your car company call in to verify there's no dispute in process, we can process for some type of refund for you. Until then, the account will be canceled, so you don't receive any further charges.
Okay, well, my bank is going to contact you. Thank you very much. You did not help me at all. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling, customer.